It's Friday, 26th of December, Boxing Day, it's 10 past 8, skies, as far as I can tell, are overcast because it's still half light, it's very calm and still, dry and cold, in fact. A lovely start to the morning for Boxing Day. Boxing Day. When you hide all your boxes away. No. It's also St. Stephen's Day in the Catholic Church, but I'm not sure I can even remember the last time I heard someone say St. Stephen's Day. So it's just been Boxing Day now for years and years. It also used to be a day where Mass in the Catholic Chapel would have been in honour of Jesus' mother, as far as I can remember. Not the Ascension, not the Assumption, I should say. But that's a different day altogether. But just in honour because of Jesus' birthday on the 25th. It was known to be Honour Mary on the 26th. And used to be a feast day. It's no longer a feast day at all. So you can go or not go. Boxing Day. Hold on while I grab my tea. It's better. I had a wee read before I came out, just out of interest. I'm going to try and educate myself a bit more in the coming year, but that's another story. Boxing Day is a holiday traditionally celebrated the day following Christmas Day when servants and tradespeople would receive gifts known as a Christmas box from their bosses or employers. This is from Wikipedia, by the way. In the United Kingdom, Canada, Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, Kenya, South Africa, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago. I just love that name, Trinidad and Tobago. Jamaica and other Commonwealth nations. Today, Boxing Day is the bank holiday that generally takes place on 26th. I think most people in modern days just consider it the bank holiday more than whatever else it might have meant. In South Africa, Boxing Day was renamed Day of Goodwill in 1994. That's a nice title, isn't it? Day of Goodwill. Due to the Roman Catholic Church liturgical calendar, the day is known as St. Stephen's Day to Catholics, and in Italy, Finland, and Alsace and Moselle in France. It is also known as both St. Stephen's Day and the Day of the Wren, or Wren's Day in Ireland. Now, I never knew that. That's news to me. I've never even heard of it. Maybe Paul O'Mahony or Bernie Goldbach or Roger Overall or Mark O'Mahony or who else? Someone who just followed me recently. Is it Sabrina in Ireland? _NC. In many European countries, including notably Germany, Poland, the Netherlands, and those in Scandinavia, 26th of December is celebrated as the second Christmas Day. Excellent stuff. Every day's an education. Anyway, I'm feeling great this morning. We had a good day yesterday. I know we actually had a very good day yesterday. Very quiet though. We headed off fairly early because it was such a beautiful day. Cold, clear skies and sunny. And we visited the cemeteries just up the road. Visited my dad and my wee sister who died when she was very young. 2 years and 5 months old in 1965. So we visited that grave and then headed up to see my wife's mum and dad's grave up in the town of Shotts. And then from there we drove right over to, down to the borders to the beautiful town of Peebles. Very, very few people out, and we had a walk along the high street, which of course was almost totally closed off because of Christmas, except for those places selling Christmas dinners. And then we took a wee walk down the river. By the way, the Tweed yesterday, oh my goodness, it was raging, and that was nothing because we could see where it had been raging previous to that. It must have been 6 or 7 feet up on what we saw. Probably frightening for those that live right on the edge of the river. But anyway, so we had a great day, came back, had a dinner, and just chillaxed. That's a modern terminology nowadays, apparently. Chillaxed. No, we just relaxed. Had our dinner, sat quietly for the rest of the evening, and reflected on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And here we are, Boxing Day. Christmas Day is as far away as ever again. Overnight. It's gone. Last. Strange, isn't it, as humans? This is what I like. I love this tranquility. This tranquility you can get in a growing town. I'm glad I didn't say peace and quiet because I knew I would jinx it. It's jinxed anyway. That tranquility has been interrupted again. But I do love this quiet space in my life. 10 minutes of quiet space. It's not much to ask for. In a day. That was almost as if that train driver knew what I wanted to have and thought to himself, no way, mate. I'm going to interrupt your tranquility. still, that sound I quite enjoy. I really do, because I love trains. But it also reminds me of when we were over in the States for 2 years on holiday, and those massive trains over there are just so enjoyable to watch and hear. So that was an enjoyable sight. And the birds are having a nice morning. Happy Boxing Day, birdies. Happy Boxing Day, everyone. Whatever it means to you. Wrens? Day of Wrens.